Well, let me give you some real, we have 4 minutes. What has been watching them? And people are watching you and your families and your life. Well, let me give you some real, we have 4 minutes. What are some practical ways that dads can start to biblically communicate and disciple their children? I have a few. Let me just read them to you. Number one, read the Bible to them. I think that as long as I'm alive, I will be the biggest promoter of reading the Bible out loud to children. We just finished, I don't know, about chapter 22 of 2 Samuel, or maybe we're further than that, I don't know. It's just awful stuff, you know, killing and all this, but every chapter has wonderful application. Because God, on the spot, in that moment, as you're reading it, will so underline something that you can just point that out to your families. Number two, begin maybe a monthly breakfast date with your children. I already mentioned what I do. I ask them, what do you like about the way God made you? What do you like about our family? What do you like about God? What do you want to be when you grow up? Those are very simplistic questions. I have asked those same questions to my children at least every other month since they were old enough to talk. And I write them down. I have been charting their progress in what they think about God and what they want to be and what they want to do with their life and what they like about what God is doing in their life. And it's wonderful. Thirdly, how about starting a little spiritual life journal in the back of your notebook about them when they were saved and celebrate their spiritual birthday? How about when they learn to pray and tell them stories about that? How about when they, at a VBS or something, made some decision? How about some achievements they made in reading the Word of God? How about when they were baptized? Just a spiritual life journal. You know, we chart everything. We chart our stocks. We chart our investments. We chart this and this and this and this and this and our hobbies. And yet we have the most valuable thing in the universe, our children. We hardly know anything about the part of them that's going to last forever. God says you should study that. Fourthly, pray every night with them. You know, it's interesting. I'm not home every night, but I think the children think I've been every night with them of their lives. Because we make it a point to pray with them and sing with them, and we make it a point to read with them when they're little picture book Bible stories as they get older, interact in the Word. Pray every night with them. Number five, tell them stories about when you were a child and use it to teach them moral, spiritual, and practical lessons on your failures and your successes. It's so nice for them to hear how Daddy got in trouble and how he learned from it and how Daddy got corrected and how he learned from it and how Daddy... And it's so important for them to see that none of us are perfect. We're all on the road following the Lord. Number six, tell them Bible stories and apply them to their lives. I can't think of anything, whether it's a hammer left out or a scrape or a fall because they were looking the wrong way. All of those relate to stories in the Bible. They are great opportunities if you just take the moment. Learn the verses they're learning. Don't just say, learn your Awana verses. Learn them with them. Start them reading through the Bible. Give them a chart wherever they are. Help them. Take them on ministry trips. Take them places. If you're doing something for the Lord, take them so they want to. They want to serve the Lord. Well, that's biblical communication. That's what God wants. That's what the owner's manual says that God expects from the leader of the home, that there'll be an emphasis on biblical communication. That's how we lead our home to God, through the Word of God.